you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Hopefully you beautiful people all had a great weekend, especially some of our very dedicated female listeners who have been chiming in. Abigail has chimed in, obviously Sally, and Lauren Mack are our two top female listeners on the show. A lot of our female listeners chiming in. We appreciate you guys chiming in, and hope you had a good weekend. We always love when the ladies put in their thoughts on things we're talking about. Speaking of that, you can continue. By the way, weekends best, weekends worst, coming up next with Sean and Seth coming up at 3:40. We're going to move it up to the 2 o'clock hour, so make sure you have your weekends best, weekends worst coming up, and we'll do that next. But Clint, maybe could be the number one weekend's worst in the sports world in Houston is the Astros just walked into Boston, just got the ass kicked. 5 runs they scored. We're back to that. Right now in their last 10, they're 2-8. This AL West leads down to 2.5 as the Mariners beat the Rangers in a series over the weekend. So they're 2.5 back. And since July 7th, when they swept the Dodgers with whoever the hell they had in those lineups, but they swept the Dodgers, they've played 21 games. They've only won 7. They've been swept 3 different times in that 21-game stretch.
We'll get out this little funk.
And this is now becoming a larger sample size of struggles right now. And hell, Clint, they go and get swept by Boston, and Hunter and Framber both pitch in the series. So I ask you, Tyler, the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, what's your overall feeling about the Astros right now?
Well, it's not a good one. I mean, that's for damn sure. I'm not moved off my stance of just can they hold them off? Can they hold the Rangers and the Mariners off in the division long enough to get whole? And once you get whole, are you getting healthy guys? Are you having to push guys into action because you need them that desperately? I still feel like that's where we're at with the Astros right now. The one silver lining from the weekend that I did like was that I mean, I think unless you guys saw something different, Hunter Brown was pretty good.
Yep, 7 innings. Yep, he bounced back.
Hunter Brown appeared to have bounced back. I'd rather that not be followed up by Framber Valdez, struggling as much as he has all year long, and that any one game. So, but the Hunter Brown return to top form, I think is a big plus. Carlos Correa, I'll be honest with you, Carlos Correa being in uniform really took a lot of the sting out of getting swept in Boston for me this weekend.
That's fair.
But the reality of it is you got swept and the lead in the division is down to that 2.5 games that you mentioned. This weekend hurt in a major way. And really the pain comes because the Mariners were playing the Rangers, right? So you knew somebody was going to take 2 or 3 there. Somebody was going to gain some ground on you if you got swept and you messed around and got swept. So,
and then you said that, right? Just don't get swept.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
Like win series, but at the least just don't go in and walk in and get swept.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the getting swept is what can erase this lead in a hurry, which is the one thing. Losing the lead over a month or over an extended period of time is one thing, but for you to lose 4 to 5 games off of a division lead, as you mentioned, in a month, and hell, less than a month, then you've, that could spell real problems for the Astros as they get healthy.
Yeah. And to me, man, I will say this, Clint and Tyler. I feel a lot better about the Astros right now than I think I should when you look at what they've done in this recent sample size, right? I feel better about them because right now, I'll beat you to the punch, Clint. They are leaking oil. They are right now, whatever the hell's going on, they are They are leaking oil right now and struggling mightily. They get Pena back. I know Tyler was scared to hell of. I saw his tweet over the weekend when it looked like he had a hamstring issue, but he did get back in the lineup.
I don't remember. I blacked out.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, I just repeatedly saw Tyler is feeling the same way every Astro fan is feeling, is what I had responded to.
Anger sharks.
Yes, they get Pena back. And Los, you know, he didn't stink it up. How about Sanchez? He looked pretty good over the weekend, swinging the bat, that left-handed bat they were looking for. They are just, you know, fighting it. But when you look at it, Correa's there. He swung the bat decently. And I'm a bit surprised, Clint, they weren't more focused and there wasn't a bigger spark coming this weekend with him returning. Like, we saw a lot of unforced errors. We got to have a conversation about Yainer Diaz behind the plate at some point.
Yeah,
today.
I mean, look, I've had it on a rundown for about a month now, Ron. I mean, that is. Am I the only one in Houston that has major concerns about? I mean, it's laughable.
We got we need a segment. We need a segment, but that one's hard to come to mind. All right, I understand. You know, some tough pitches to handle. Can't be having pass balls in the air. Like, can't have pass balls that don't bounce. Can't have that. Not two in one inning. All right, now, but we'll have to get to him. But I do feel better because I do think, obviously, they have guys coming with them. And, you know, Boston's a good baseball team. And like you said, it would feel different if Hunter had, you know, a game where he gave up six runs. But he had one of those things where he just got screwed by his offense. And you do feel like that part is coming. Now, I do hope, Clint, Tyler, we get something very soon about, as someone just text in, what the heck is up with Yordan, John in Spring? I'm with you. Don't remember the last time we got an update. Feels like it's been a while with that.
It's become a season-long issue, this one.
Tease and soft toss, yep. Baby. Tease and soft
Tease
toss.
And soft toss. Again, I was 40. The last time he played, and Cinco de Mayo is my birthday. I was 40 the last time he played. So, you know, we'll see what happens there, but I do feel a lot better about him. But, man, you ain't kidding. Sweeps is the thing that can turn this thing serious. I mean, we were just sitting here 5-game lead, I felt like, when we left Friday, and now it's 2.5. So that's the thing they got to avoid. And they play a red-hot Marlins team who just swept the Yankees, who've won 5 in a row, so it doesn't get any easier. So they need to bounce back big time. All right, coming up, weekend's best, weekend's worst. You can text in yours, and we will go over ours coming up next.